And what a wonderful beginning they had. I think we can safely turn to Acts 2:42 now. We've made this bridge, we've made this connection, and I think it's wonderful to see, before we go on, and see others brought in, to see the character of those. What did these people do? What was going on here? It's a fair question to ask, isn't it? I think the first Emil brought us down through verse 41. Verse 42 begins, "And they continued steadfastly." I want to say again that that's the mark of a true believer. That's what we're looking for today. We're not looking for those that just make a bit of a start and don't seem to be able to make it any further. The world is full of this kind of thing. They continued. And then there's that little descriptive word of how they continued. And I hope we take this home. I want to say it's easy to come to Grove City and get charged, if we would say that. And I want to say there's nothing wrong with that. I don't know how others feel, but I think it is wonderful. This is what I love about conferences, that we make ourselves available whenever there's the opportunity to come where the saints of God have been gathered together. We get help. We get encouragement. We find that others are having the same struggles that we're having. We find that others have difficulties just like we do. And then we hear the testimony from others as to how the Lord has sustained and helped and how He worked in that area. How important it is. They continued steadfastly. But now it becomes important as to what did they continue in. I have an opinion about something. This brother might have an opinion. This, he's got an opinion. Is that what we go by? Are opinions enough to have? They continued steadfastly in the apostles' teaching. Now that's the first thing that we want to get outlined, and we want to have that in our mind, that I need to be established in the principles of the Word of God, you see. I can't continue in something that I don't know.
And where did Brother Chuck tell us earlier that we find the teachings of the apostles? So we find that in the Gospels, the book of Acts. Someone help me out. Where do we find the doctrine of the apostles?
Say it loud.
The epistles.
Name some of those books.
Corinthians,
First and Second Corinthians.
Galatians,
Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, and so on. So we look to those books for the doctrine, the outline, the template that governs assembly life. The book of Acts gives us that bridge from the Gospels to church truth. One of the things that I really appreciate between verse 41 and verse 42 is the attitude of these believers. They gladly received the word. And I think that that is indicative of all of us, if not many of us, when we first came to the Lord Jesus. That the word was preached. We recognized that we were in a deplorable condition. We turned to the Lord Jesus, being drawn by Him in grace and love. And we gladly received the word. But now there comes the responsibility for us to steadfastly follow on. I was encouraging the young men last night in some of our devotions that we ought to not only have Bibles in our hands, but this book, the Word of God, needs to be the best book that I have in my library. And I was challenging us, and I'd like to challenge you this morning, that if you have a Bible in your hand that looks as if you just purchased it from the Believer's Bookshelf this morning, then I dare say that that book may not be the best book in your library. I think that your book should be, your Bible should have some markings in it. A verse such as Acts chapter 2 and verse 42 should be underlined in your Bible. I think a verse that you might remember when you were saved should be underlined in your Bible. Brother Chuck pointed out the word steadfastly. It means that there isn't anything that is going to throw me off course. There is a consistent moving and pursuing of spiritual things. It's not a runner who just runs really fast and stops. It's those guys, like in a marathon, that set a consistent pace, and they steadfastly take up that race. Young people, you'll have a lot of success with that kind of consistent pace. They steadfastly followed, it says, they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. How do we incorporate the apostles' doctrine into our lives? Reading the epistles and knowing them.
I just want to get... Sorry, John, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to follow that with a question. I'm seeing in verse 41 that they gladly received the word and were baptized. I want to suggest, and please correct me if I'm wrong, that in this baptism we see a separation unto Christ. And in that separation unto Christ, it is the energy of which there is this continuing steadfastly. In other words, there is an end of what my life was before Christ came into it. And now there's a testimony to the world in this baptism that I'm separated now myself to Christ, and I'm going to continue now in, I'm going to call it a new lifestyle. And it's a continuing on, a steadfastness in what Tony just brought before us. It's in the study of the Word and in the other things that we're coming to now in Acts 2:42.